On March 17, Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, National President JP Nadda launched a scathing attack on Rahul Gandhi over his remarks in the UK and said that he had become a permanent part of the anti-nationalist toolkit. It's unfortunate that the Congress Party is indulging in anti-national activities. After being repeatedly rejected by the nation, Rahul Gandhi has now become a permanent part of this anti-nationalist toolkit, Nadda said. Rahul Gandhi's intentions towards demanding the intervention of another country in the internal matters of India were questioned by Nadda. Rahul Gandhi, what is your intention when you demand another country's intervention in the internal matters of India? JP Nadda said. The BJP president JP Nadda added, at a time when India is becoming the fifth largest economy in the world, and G20 meetings are being held here, Rahul Gandhi on foreign soil is insulting the nation and the parliament. On March 16, meanwhile, the logjam in parliament continued for the fourth successive day, with the ruling BJP and opposition parties sticking to their stance. Rahul Gandhi was asked to apologize by the BJP for his comments made in the UK, and members of the opposition pushed for a joint parliamentary committee investigation into the Adani Group report by US short seller Hindenburg Research. Parliament was initially adjourned till 2 p.m. and later for the day amid continued protests directed in both houses. The second phase of the present budget session started on March 13. The tussle also played outside the parliament, with Rahul Gandhi stating that he wants to respond to the ministers who had made allegations against him at the two houses. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi recently made the following remarks in a speech at Cambridge University in London. Everybody knows and it's been in the news a lot that Indian democracy is under pressure and under attack. I am an opposition leader in India. We are navigating that, opposition, space.